What's up, everybody? I got this big smile on my face while I'm rocking to this song. I don't know. I might make this my new intro to Kiss God Radio. It's so smooth. It just got that old school flavor. Y'all got to check it out and listen to it. It's so nice, I want to run it back twice. But I'm not going to do that because I really got to get into my message this evening. Hey, y'all, listen, I'm Pastor P, and you're in the place to be for the next 30 minutes of your day. I'm telling you, you're in the right place. This is Kiss God Radio right here on loveradionetwork.com. Love is where it's at. I want to thank y'all for being with me this evening. I tell you, music is just... I'm just like grooving and moving while I'm here in the studio. It's just nice. It's peaceful. And most of all, I'm sharing it with some very important people this evening. And that's you. And I want to thank God for each and every single one of you. So I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, and I want you to enjoy a little bit of this music, because I'll be right back with a little bit more of Kiss God Radio. Welcome you back to Kiss God Radio, loveradionetwork.com. Love is where it's at. I want to take you on a journey of loving God. Not love and God, loving God. Loving yourself and learning how to love others the right way. I want to speak to you this evening in a very special way. And I want you to do me a favor, because this is the only way that I will know that I'm making a difference in your life. I want you to go on loveradionetwork.com, the app on your computer, however, and I want you to find my name, Pastor Paul Dean, and I want you to leave a comment about how Kiss God Radio is relating to you, is helping you, sustaining you. Is it helping you draw closer to God? Listen, y'all, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I want to hear from you because your comments, they matter to me. How am I doing? Let me know. Or you can go ahead and email me at kissgodsingles02@gmail.com. But go ahead and go on loveradionetwork.com. You can do it either way. Find me and leave a comment, and we'll go from there. All right? Let's pray, y'all. I got something to say. Father, we thank you for this time, your love, your joy. We thank you for your presence, even on this platform. We thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl that is listening to Love Radio Network this evening. And we ask you, Father, to bless the remaining time that we have together. Do not allow us to leave this platform the same way that we got on, but with more of you and less of ourselves. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. All right, people of God. I want to thank you once again for being a part of one of the greatest network radio stations in the nation. I really enjoy Love Radio Network, not just Kiss God Radio, but all of the other programs that are on Love Radio Network. So I want you to enjoy Love Radio Network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Make sure you download the app. Go ahead and download it now on your phone and take it wherever you go. Okay, so here it is. You know, I'm still talking about Brittany and Steve. Listen, I know somebody is probably saying, oh my God, can we get off of Brittany and Steve? The answer is no. The answer is no. We're not going to quickly get off of Brittany and Steve because we still have Brittany's around us, Steve's around us. You know, you work with a Brittany. You got a Brittany in your home. You have a Brittany in your church. You might be Brittany. So no, we're not going to get off of it quickly. You know, you might be tired of hearing about yourself. So we want to be able to help you. We want to be able to see how we can get through together through this platform. And that's what it's all about. I think that a lot of times we know that people are going through certain things and we just say, I'm praying for you. And that's it. Not knowing that people need help mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. So no, we're not just going to get off of Brittany and Steve. Okay, I didn't even get on Steve yet, but anyway. And it's not so much, I want you to understand this, because I have a title that I want to deal with today. It's not just really talking about the actions of Brittany or the actions of women. Know that there was a Brittany, a young lady who was, you know, deeply in love with a young man named Steve. And she just gave herself life, money, you know, just her time, her talent, and her treasure to this man. And then one day she found out that an intern that was working with her was pregnant with Steve's baby. And so Brittany, of course, you know, was very hurt, and she just shut down, went off on him. Don't ever call me. Don't ever want to see you again. You lied to me, so and so forth. Steve, you know, called her, and she answered the phone, and he wanted to see her and got in front of her and talked to her. She let down her guards and basically allowed him to talk to her and get into her spirit, get into her head. And the bottom line is she was allowing him to come over twice a month and continue to be in his life, even while Jamie was having Steve's baby. Now, so I'm not going to be talking so much about the action of Brittany or the action of women or even Steve, but the action of love. I'm going to talk to you tonight about love that causes you to act insane. So tonight's message is love and insanity. Love and insanity. It's important to understand that there are some things in our life that we will say we will never do. You know, I've heard people already talk about Brittany. You know, they text me, they emailed me, you know, they spoke to me when they seen me. And, you know, they say, that's just stupid. That's just dumb what she did. So we say things that we say that we would never do. Do things that we say we would never do. You say, you know, this person is just the craziest person. And you say, you know, it's just crazy of what Brittany did. But you don't know why Brittany did what she did. And a lot of times, we look at what we did, and we wake up in the morning, and we realize the horrible pain that love has caused us. Have you ever said to somebody that you loved, I have to be the dumbest person in the world. I'm just so stupid. I gave you this and I gave you that. You met my kids. You met my family. I trusted you. How could I be so stupid? And even after you say that, you're still with the person. Person turned around and said something to you that got to your heart. Well, what was that about? Remember, you was the dumbest person in the world. Remember, you were so stupid. Remember, you can't believe you did this and that. Remember, but yet, you still loved the person. Yet, you would still do anything for the person. So it's important now that we understand that there is a thin line between love and insanity. Because love will cause you to do things, again, you thought you would never do. You told your girls, you told your boys, you would never be with somebody like that. You would never sleep with somebody like that, only to find yourself waking up next to that person in the morning. Relationships are manipulated by three areas in our lives: visual, society, and DNA. I'm going to say it again. Relationships are manipulated by three areas in our lives: visual, society, and DNA. Now, visual is, you know, what you see and what you watch. That can be controlled. Society is the atmosphere, also the connections. That too can be controlled. The last one that we're dealing with is DNA, which is innate, which you cannot control it. Now, I'm going to say this to you, because what you cannot control, you must yield to God. You must give to God. Otherwise, what you cannot control can also destroy you. But when you yield to God and not to it, God strengthens you. God covers you. God protects you. God gives you wisdom on how to deal with yourself. So now, looking very quickly at what we call this DNA, this particular word just got me today, but I had to go a little bit deeper in the research of it. And so I was like, okay, what is this DNA? So I went in a little bit deeper, and then I was trying to pronounce what DNA, how it's really pronounced. And I'm like, oh man. So I called my fiance, I called Dr. Kim, and I said, what is the DNA? And she just spit the word right out, you know, because that's her background. That's what, she's majored and mastered in biochemistry, whatever you want to call it, medicine. And so when she was saying it, I was trying to repeat what she was saying. So I was like, deoxyribonucleic acid. And she said it again, and I'm trying to repeat it. And I'm like, ribbon in the sky. God, acid. I was trying to repeat this all day. But nevertheless, so we have that. We have that DNA. We have that DNA, that deoxyribonucleic acid is a molecule composed of two polynucleotide chains that coil around each other to form a double helix. Looking at that word double helix, y'all stay with me. I'm going to make sense soon. Helix is a spiral structure that contains a repeated pattern. Here's the DNA, a spiral structure that contains a repeated pattern. pattern. Now watch this. That double helix in the DNA, it carries a genetic instruction for the development, for the functioning, for the growth, and the reproduction of all known organisms and also many viruses. This is what is inside of a person. And it begins to start in the cells and it repeats. It continues. It comes in the form of an S in the chain and the coils around and around. Now, what is it carrying? Instructions for the what? The development, the functioning, the growth, and the reproduction. The way your hair is, the way your skin is, the way your eyes are, your behavior, right? The way that you sound, your speech, your body structure, the way that you walk is in the DNA. So there are certain things that we cannot control. We just have to balance it. So before we begin to judge the behavior of why someone makes certain choices and decisions, you must understand the DNA pattern, because that's exactly what it is. It's a spiral structure that contains a repeated pattern. So it's like your child, your children's children, your granddaddy, your great-granddaddy. How are these things still happening in the family? How is it that your child looks like your great-grandfather? It's that repeated pattern. You walk like him, talk like him, act like him, behave like him. It's that repeated pattern in the DNA. That the way that your mother seems to care, love, your daddy might be just a man that has a short temper, and you have the same thing. It's that DNA. So there's something, some way that we have inside of us and that we act and behave that we cannot control. That's why we need the help of the Lord. I wanted to say that to you because I think that it's important to start looking at certain elements of love where we come down to this. Because all of the mysteries that literally enchant us, love may be the one most sought after. There's a book that's called The Art of Loving. And is a German-born American psychoanalyst. And he says most efforts to love fail unless a person has actively tried to develop his individual potential and personality. If you're not developing your potential and personality, love can fail in your life that you're literally trying to give to someone because you don't understand the individual potential and the personality. So he continues and he says he defines love as the expression of productiveness, and it implies care. It implies respect, it implies responsibility and knowledge, a striving towards growth and happiness of the loved person, rooted in one's own capacity to love. Now that's a lot. The expression of productiveness implies care, respect, responsibility, knowledge, and striving towards growth and happiness of the loved person, rooted in one's own capacity to love. So we understand the concept we often associate with human beings. Loving, including affection, caring, valuing, trust, acceptance, giving, joy, and love also makes a person vulnerable. You got it? So love is a state of being that emanates from within us and extends outward. Love, y'all, I'm trying to help you. Love is also energy. Love also is unconditional. Even though you feel you may have stopped loving someone, that doesn't mean the love inside of you has ceased. Love is an energy. Love is redirected. Love does not cease. You just stop giving the energy of love to this person. That's why I'm huge on not really using the in and out of love thing. I'm more focused on where you direct your energy. See, because you must understand, love is expansive. Love is also expensive. And it needs no specific object. It doesn't. See, again, I'm going to say this, that we normally after something that we don't understand. Love is free and it's available to all. Love doesn't care what you look like, what you believe, what you do for a living, what your gender orientation is, whether you are married or whether you are single or in a relationship at all. It could care less if you are a prince or a pauper, a sinner or a saint. It doesn't matter what religion you speak. It's not cloaked in any dogma. We are all intended to be in the service of love. And let me tell you something. If you consider it, much human suffering results from denial of or resistance to this responsibility, that thing that's called love. But yet we're so quick to judge the reaction or the behavior of a woman that took a man back when she knows the circumstance and the situations. And I know you're saying, that is why I want to hear from you. Go ahead, email me. This is what you would do. But I'm trying to tell you the human behavior. This is why we study cognitive behavioral theory, CBT. Because in order to understand one's behavior, you have to understand the DNA, you have to understand the trait, you have to understand the mindset. You have to understand the psychological element behind it. Why do you keep doing that? That's just wrong. Love and insanity goes together. As a matter of fact, I want to read some poetic things that I have. I found them early. I don't know if I still have them up. If I don't, maybe I can pull them at another time. But I had something I wanted to share with you, but we'll see if I come across them again. But it's so important to really dive into the understanding of this. Because we must not confuse the power of love with sentimentality or physical love. It's far greater, like food or like food. It nourishes us. And in fact, love is the most cost-effective medical insurance policy and also the cheapest medicine that there is. And there is no end to its supply. So we get to that point and we start to say, what in the world is going on with this person? But I really want you to understand that when somebody really loves you, when somebody has that deep affection for you, they'll do anything for you. Someone might call it crazy, stupid, ridiculous. But love and insanity, they go together. I want to explain this to you. The Bible lets us know where Jesus came from. That Jesus came from heaven. He came from the place of perfection. He came from the place called paradise. He came from the place where there is no death. He came from the place where there is always day and never night. The place where God sits on the throne. He left that place for wretched sinner, you and me, you and I, human beings. People didn't like him. They didn't love him. They hated him. They wished him dead. They beat him. They planned to kill him. They crucified him. They nailed him to the cross. They stabbed him in his side. They spit in his face. And on top of all that, they betrayed him. The people that he walked with, that he trained every single day, betrayed him. And let me add cream to the coffee. The sins of the world was laid on his shoulders. If Jesus had a meeting with a close friend and sat down and told that friend everything he was going to do, everything he had to go through, all the things that I just told you, what do you think that response of that friend would be? Are you crazy, Jesus? Are you insane? For what? For what? Why are you going to do something so stupid? Why don't you just go back to heaven and you and your father just start the world all over again? Make it just like you want and just wipe out everyone. But just don't mess with me and my family. Just call me Noah. But everybody else, go ahead and get rid of them and just start it over. But this Calvary nonsense has to stop. Why are you doing this, Jesus? And do you know what Jesus' response would be? It would be simply, because I love them. Because I love them. It's nonsense to you. It's crazy to you. But it's because I love them. Love and insanity. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. Then he died. That's love. That's love. Now, I know I got what you're saying about Brittany, but what I am saying about love is that love will do some crazy things. We got to understand it. You want it. You're desperate for it. You're even thirsty for it. But you better understand it, because it can control the behavior, especially if you don't know the history in your family of the reason why you do what you do. But God loved us so much that he wrapped himself up in a body and sent his son down amongst people that did not like, hated him, spit in his face. But his love, his insane response for us, saved us. People of God, I'm moved by this, because love will make you do some crazy things. Understand it and believe it, because Jesus loved you enough to save you. I'm here to let you know. My time is up, and I thank you for yours. But I want to say to you, come back next week, because I got more for you. Charlie Rock. Man, I don't know what to say, man. Y'all, listen, I love you. God bless you. Heaven smiles upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. Charlie Rock, let's take him to the cross that will lead them to the bridge.
For God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whoever believes in him will live forever.
Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me that
to save a wretch. to him now. He gave it all for you. If you love him, give your all to him. He just wants your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him your heart. Give him your mind.